Welcome to Decide to Transform. You made it to level two, deeper questions leading to deeper answers. I'm Tomas Garza, and I'm here to help you decide to transform. I'll be setting the pace for the process to support your unfolding. Learn and commit to a practice that brings simplicity and awareness of what is ready to be released. Join me now and allow the experience of a deeper sense of love. Welcome. Welcome to Decide to Transform. I hope everybody's having a great week. I am your host, Tomas Garza, and I'm happy to be here with you today. We have a very, very interesting topic that is going to cover at least two shows here on Decide to Transform, and the title today is It's a Process. Things You Can Do. Right? It's a process. And there are many, many practical things that you can do right now, today, to begin a process of effecting massive transformation, which is a phrase that I love, and change in your life. And the theme today is going to be that it doesn't have to happen all at once. If there's one theme that we want to get out of today's teaching, it is patience, patience, and patience, not just for other people, but for yourself. This is what's critically important, and there are many, many things that you can do. And what I'll be doing today is taking you through a list. There is a list that comes from my book, Decide, and I'll be actually going through that chapter item by item and elaborating on it. There's not a whole lot that I say under each of these items in the book, so we'll elaborate on these here on the podcast. And there are many things that you can do that are practical, that are feasible, and they're very, very handy tools. So this lesson today, this show, is going to be highly practical and hands-on, and my hope is that you will take some very helpful information out of this that you can apply right now, that you will be able to apply as soon as you finish listening to this episode, and you have a choice to make, because you always do. So a bit of review for you. Last week, we looked at the power of decision, and that is clearly something that is very, very important to me. The power of decision has to do with every single aspect of modern life. There is a series of commitments that we have to make. We have to make a choice to transform. First of all, a decision to transform. And then we find that life comes at us, and comes at us hard sometimes, correct? And we have to recommit to this decision again and again, as many times as we can and must. We also find that it's a process, and we have many decisions to make. And the truth is that obstacles arise on the path, and when they do, it could be in 15 minutes for you, it could be next week, you could be running around feeling like everything is smooth, and this new direction that you're creating in your life is proceeding very smoothly. Well, it's not always going to be the case, because life comes at you, and circumstances are on their way. If they're not here right now, great, enjoy that. But they may be. They may have to do with your physical health. They may have to do with relationships or your job. Any aspect of life, you will face challenges, and you can call them whatever you want. I prefer not to call them a problem, but a challenge, a difficulty, a situation that doesn't make you feel great. That's one way of putting it. In these moments, it can seem like massive transformation is like a pipe dream, almost, an impossibility, something that people couldn't possibly achieve just because you're struggling to stay on top of it right now. And if you are, I can relate to that. I spent years sunk, actually, not only struggling to keep my head above water, so to speak, but sinking down in and having to hold my breath sometimes. I think we can all relate to that. But there's a perception in the world that this is a lot of work, right? That this is a struggle, a word that I hope that you don't use when you're talking about your own life and your own growth and your own change, because there's a lot of power. There's so much power in the words that we choose. Struggle is really hard. When you think about struggle, what comes to mind? Do you think negativity, right? Like drudgery, perhaps, something of that sort. And also, it always makes me think of having an opponent, a struggle, as in struggle against an opponent versus an opponent. And you don't have an opponent. In your own personal transformation, you simply have choices that you make moment to moment. And do you choose your own growth, or do you choose your limitations? This is a theme. This is a theme of my life. It's a theme of the work that I've done as a teacher. And it's very, very critically important, because we're faced with these choices all the time. And the way I like to look at it is we get to make them. It's powerful, and it should be something that is exciting and uplifting. And massive transformation can seem overwhelming. That's a word that's very, very common in our society, in our world, is overwhelm, overwhelm. You may feel daunted, you may feel overwhelmed right now. It may feel like this process of transformation, of growth, that you're attempting is taking a long time. It may feel to you as though it's taking too long. And the good news is that there are so many things that you can do that are practical, and they're accessible, and there are more than you think. And we'll cover those today. We'll start down literally a list of those, and we'll continue that into the next show. Now, as a background, it's important for all of us to realize we don't have to look far to realize that we're bombarded with information. Most of us get up in the morning, and some of us, the first thing that we do is reach for our cell phone and start scrolling. You might start scrolling your news feed, you might start scrolling your Twitter feed or your Instagram or your Facebook, go through your email list, whatever it is, there's a lot of information that's coming at us at very high speed, and this both does and doesn't help us to cultivate patience. It doesn't help us because there's such a temptation all the time to get carried away in an electronic storm and lost, and it's just not conducive all of the time to being present, which is really where the action is. That's where we make the decisions in our lives, is the present moment. We don't make them yesterday. We don't make them in 1 hour. We make them right now. And anything that takes us away from that, well, it's a distraction. It's neither good nor bad. It just is what it is. Now, the good part about being inundated with all of this, from my point of view, and this is something that I want to invite you to consider, is it gives you a lot of opportunities to change course. It's just like meditation. When you notice that you're thinking about last week, you simply bring your attention back to the object of meditation, whether it's the breath or whether it's a mantra or something that you're visualizing. It could be an object that you're actually looking at with your eyes open. If you've practiced meditation in some form or another, you'll know that, of course, it's normal for the mind to wander. You simply notice it and, without judgment, bring it back. Catching yourself scrolling your Facebook feed mindlessly, purposefully, is a different story. But just looking at everybody's videos of babies, looking at pictures of whatever, looking at a meme, if you catch yourself distracted, there are many opportunities to just bring your awareness back. And it's all about a cultivation of patience with yourself. It's about cultivation of a self-love. And we do live, let's acknowledge, that we do live in a world where people have unrealistic expectations of themselves. I always like to come back to the example of someone that joins a gym and buys a gym membership with the intention of getting healthy, of getting fit. And they may have, and often do have, an unrealistic expectation that they're going to look like a bodybuilder in 1 month. I have had people in meditation classes who expected themselves to develop great wisdom, great patience, and become expert meditators. That concept doesn't actually exist, by the way. It's a judgment that they put on themselves. There are no levels of meditation practice, that's for sure. But they put these expectations on themselves, and I've taught some of these people, I've worked with them, and I've seen it firsthand. So this is all about having a more realistic, loving vision of yourself and treating yourself with kindness. Now, often when I talk about forgiveness, we will talk about forgiveness in great detail here on the show in weeks to come. People often have the hardest time forgiving themselves. And perhaps you find yourself in the same boat, that you can forgive other people a lot more easily, perhaps way more easily than yourself. This is all about self-love and the realization that this is a process, that real growth in any area takes time. It's just not likely that you're going to experience instant enlightenment. If you do, fantastic. That instant realization can come. It can come in a blinding flash of light, but you should never, ever expect that that's going to come. Because if you expect that that's going to come, you're most likely setting yourself up for massive disappointment and a continuation of the round of dabbling, of doing things for a little while and then giving them up because it didn't work for you. Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you really sure that it didn't do some positive good for you? Or was it that your expectations were unrealistic? Did you start a meditation practice expecting to acquire the wisdom and the peace and the tranquility of Buddha in 15 minutes? For the overwhelming majority of us, that is not something that we need to be putting on ourselves, because it doesn't happen that way. It takes time, and it's simply up to us to take a step back from our high-speed brain, distracted brain, and realize, okay, this is going to take some time, but there are things that I can do right now. And as far as time goes, it's always an interesting concept, because there is just a common perception that this takes too much time. Well, in fact, you have all of the time that you need. This is what time is for us to start on the path, for us to make mistakes, because it's a critical part of any learning process, isn't it? In any realm of experience, if you make mistakes, that means a couple of things. It means, number one, that you're actually attempting something. So you have made some sort of decision, some sort of choice to try something new out. There has been, that means to me, a realization that what you're doing isn't working for you. And this is something that I hear from people all the time. This just isn't working for me. Well, make a decision to do something else. And when I work with people as clients one-on-one on a consultation basis, we often go deeper into what it is exactly that the person wants to accomplish. One way of looking at that is, what is your why? if that phrase resonates with you. It's very common in today's business culture. What is your desire? What actually are you trying to accomplish? That is a process of going through and getting creative. But the reality is that the present moment is all that we have. And in fact, it's all that we need. We're not able to fast forward into the future and affect the change that we need to affect in our lives right now. That's just not something that we can do, and it doesn't do us any good, by the same token, to dwell on what we should or should not have done in the past, years ago. The present moment is all that we have. If this sounds repetitive to you, I'm glad it's repetitive to you. Because as adult learners, I myself am just as guilty of this as anyone else. We find that we need to have things drilled into our head sometimes. Sometimes we aren't listening, or sometimes we are listening, but we're thinking partly about something else, or we're in denial, or we're just not ready for the message. And that is why in any form of teaching, especially with adult learners, correct, it's important to go over things in many different ways, many different times. People may prefer to read a book. You may prefer to listen to an audiobook. You may prefer to listen to a podcast like this one. But let's get the information in there. Change is made, decisions are made in the present moment. It's the only moment that you actually have. Therefore, it is all you need. Now, my message to you at this point is you have all of the time that you need. And please be patient with yourself. We are going to take a quick break, a quick station break here. And when we come back, we'll begin to answer some listener questions. These are very good. We've got some great ones on tap. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Stay with us. You're listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, author of Decide and host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. I want to ask you, if you want something in life, have you decided on it? If not, you'll listen to a limiting story about yourself. You will say you can't, you're too old, too young, etc. Decide to transform in life. Learn what you can choose to believe instead of your limiting stories. Decide. Available now in paperback and ebook.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio, and I'm Tomas Garza. We've got some very interesting listener questions for you in this segment of the broadcast. And just to recap, the present moment is all you have, and the good news is there are many, many things that you can do to improve your life, to better your life, to radically, massively, and completely, radically, massively, completely, totally transform your own life. And we will begin to go through those. But first, a really, really wonderful general question that I am often asked. In fact, I have been asked this question in many different career lives. I've had so many different work experiences in my life. I am fond now of calling them career lives, past career lives, each that have taught me some invaluable lessons along the way. And many of you may have switched careers or jobs multiple times. People do this these days. The general question here is something that I've been asked over the years by many people, and it's really, really interesting. You'll want to pay close attention to this. It's really kind of fun to answer for me. And it's the question, I don't have the time or the space to work on myself. What do you recommend that I do? I don't have the time or the space to work on myself. What do you recommend to me that I do? And it's fun for me because here is where we get practical. And this is not some bizarre spirituality, and massive transformation should not be inaccessible. That's one of my aims, is to make it accessible. And I'm not alone. There are many people all over the world that want to and strive to make these concepts accessible so that people can digest them, and more importantly, so that they can make a decision to act. They can make a decision right now, today, to start the process of moving forward, and then make another decision, and another, and another. What I recommend to people that say that they don't have the time or they don't have the space to work on themselves is start with small things. This, again, may sound obvious to people that have done some form of self-care, that actively practice that. But let's come back to the concept that as adult learners, we need to hear things in many different ways, many different times, because you never know. The 57th time that you hear the same message might actually be the time that it resonates. That might actually be the time that it sinks in. And if you hadn't listened for the 57th time, you might never have gotten it. It's the little things, the small things that you can do. And this is something that I work with people with individually. And of course, if that is something that people are interested in, you're more than welcome to visit my website, tomasgarza.com, for details on that. But it's the things that you can do moment to moment to moment, and then you decide to keep going and you decide to do them again. A complex question often is best answered simply. And of course, what we want to do is we want to start right now, make a decision to get on a path of transformation, whatever that looks like for you. If you need help creatively figuring out which decision you need to make, I'm certainly here for you. You've got my website address, and I would invite people to send me an email. I would invite you, if you were connected on Facebook, to send me a message. And this is very common that people are actually unable to make a decision in the first place. We talked a little bit about this in the last show. But there are many things that you can do right here, right now, to help you get on the path, and once you're on it, to stay on it. And they're very handy when the difficulties of life arise, and arise they will. These are feasible, they're practical, and they're actionable items. And that's really what we need, because as adults, we've talked about it on this broadcast, we're bombarded with information all of the time. There's so much coming at us, always, almost constantly. And it's very important that we don't overwhelm ourselves by thinking that we have to have a 7 to 8 to 10 to 50 year process. That's just too much for us to comprehend. But what you can do right now, well, that should not be too much for you to comprehend, right? This is something that we can all do. These are doable, accessible, practical, and feasible. And those of you who have a copy of my book, Decide, will recognize some of these if you've been through it. I thank you very much for going through it if you do own the book. But this is chapter 21, and what I'll be doing is, over the rest of this show today and our next show at least, we'll be going through this list in a series. I do not spend a lot of time elaborating on these in the book because it's material that I've covered previously. However, I'd like to spend some more time on each of these on the podcast, and my hope here is that you will hear, as a listener today, something that resonates with you that will help draw you out of a sense of feeling fatigued, of feeling overwhelmed and daunted by the growth transformation process that you've begun in your life. And if you're daunted about starting it, perhaps this will help serve as a catalyst for you to start that, which is all I want. If even one person worldwide wrote to me and said, hey, this was very, very helpful, that would justify all of the effort, all of the years of meditation, everything. It would be so worthwhile, because once you're on a path and you make a decision to do it, as we know, the decision blocks off negative possibilities. It blocks off alternatives, or if it doesn't cut them off completely, it renders their voice a lot less persuasive and less frequent, I might add. And that, in fact, is the very first of these practical items, number one, that you can do right now, today, and that's make a decision to change. There's a reason why the book is entitled Decide. There's a reason why this podcast is entitled Decide to Transform, because the decision is very critical. And without it, we play around, we mess around, and we sometimes spend a lot of money in the personal growth field. Right? Nothing against expensive programs, expensive seminars. Those types of things are out there, and I've invested in some of those myself, and they're very, very good sometimes. However, what you may have found in your life, if you have invested thousands or tens of thousands, in some cases, of dollars, tens of thousands of pounds, of euros, wherever you are in the world, if you have invested this money and you're still not seeing any results, the question is, did you make a decision to transform? Did you make a decision to change? And if this is something that you'd like to hear more information about, I do suggest that you listen to last week's episode of Decide to Transform. We're building these in a cumulative pattern here, and that was the 10th of December 2019, last week's show, The Power of Decision. Very, very critical. So item number two is, there are limiting stories that you will hear in your life, and it's very important to reprogram yourself. It's very important to consciously and deliberately reprogram yourself. These limiting stories take many forms, and they may come in a voice in your head that says that you can't, that you don't have time, this is too daunting, it's too much effort, I don't have the time for this, it's just not for me, I'm too old for this. Well, you're never too old to transform, right? You're still breathing. I'm too young. I'm not athletic enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have the requisite graduate degree, therefore I will never attempt this. Really? Okay, why not? Why not? That's my question. It's important to us, all of us, that when these limiting stories come up, that we recite and believe their opposite. For every limiting story, there is a positive, a transformational statement that you can believe. And I'll just give you a simple example of that. Let's say that you habitually tell yourself, I don't have time. I don't have the time to transform because I just don't. It just takes too much time and I'm too busy. Okay. Well, you might try to instill a different story in your head, such as, I have all the time I need. I have all the time I need. And this is something that can be done deliberately in a practice that does take time and it takes commitment. Because once you make a decision, you have to commit to the decision. You recommit and by making a series of decisions again and again. But it's very important to cultivate the opposite of a negative or a limiting belief. And once you do get into the habit of that, then it becomes possible to really create massive transformation and change and growth and to, in fact, accelerate it. So number three, item number three, be consistent. I'll say this again. I actually wrote this one twice in the book for emphasis, but consistency is so important. We have to make decisions again and again and again. Be consistent, because if you're not consistent, then your habitual patterns will rise back up to the surface and they'll take over, because it takes time. It takes deliberate effort to reprogram your mind. And you may have a negative connotation of the word reprogram, but that's really what's going on here, is whether we know it or like it or not, we're running around with subconscious programming in our mind that's running the show, quite honestly, unless we take a step back with contemplative awareness to realize what's going on. We're mostly on autopilot all of the time. And these are habitual tendencies that have formed long ago, long, long ago, since we were kids in this lifetime. And if you accept the fact of past lifetimes, if that's something that's a part of your if you're open to that, right? If that's part of your belief system, that could come from past lifetimes as well. There's a continuum there, but let's start with just this lifetime. Our family instills values in us. Our parents instill values in us. Society instills values in us, and we're running around with all of this programming. We've formulated ways of being based on that we're not even sometimes consciously aware of. And until we actually develop the urgency, the desire to take a step back and examine that, these subconscious programs are running the show. And it takes consistency to bring about change. So here's a listener question on the subject of consistency that you may relate to. Now, this is from Michael from Orlando, Florida. Michael, thank you very much for submitting this question. It's a great one, guys, so pay attention. Michael asks, I have such a hard time staying consistent. Do you have any tips? Okay. I have such a hard time staying consistent. It's such a struggle for me. Do you have any tips? And well, yes. Yes, I do. In any kind of transformation, it's important in staying consistent to have some sort of reminder, right? For some people, this might be a calendar system. Some people actually, if they're committed to a meditation practice or a breathwork practice, every so often I have known people to set a timer on their watch or on their cell phone, just a reminder. It's helpful for people sometimes to remind themselves, because everybody gets swept away in daily life. And in my own meditation practice, there have been days, many days, where I had the intention of setting out to do a quick meditation at some point, and they can all be quick, all of them. You don't have to have a specific space, and you don't have to have hours and hours of time at your disposal. Most people don't. Most people don't, unless you consciously devote that in a retreat setting or something like that, if you plan it. But if you don't, it helps to have reminders, little things that you can say or do. For some people, it's a mnemonic device, just something to bring your attention back to what you're trying to do in the first place. And that's my first suggestion for someone that's having a hard time staying consistent. Another suggestion is to have a ritual in your day that is a solid item in your calendar. If you use a calendar to plan your day, my suggestion is that you have a ritual. The morning is always good, where you check in with yourself. If you have a devotional that you read, if you have a meditation practice, if you journal, whatever it is that you do, it's really, really good. And I've found it very helpful to do this first thing in the morning, and also possibly at night if you prefer, but to have a set time where you devote yourself and your awareness to your own personal growth and your own transformation. So those are a couple of quick tips. Michael, thank you very much for the question. These will help you, if you practice them, to stay consistent. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have another excellent listener question, and we'll keep going on the list of things that you can do to affect massive transformation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Thank you for listening. You know, there's only so much we can cover on a one-hour show. If you'd like to hear further from me, I happily offer personalized teachings. Get your very own voice recording or book a one-on-one consultation. Ask a burning question and gain clarity on achieving massive transformation in your life. Details available on my website, TomasGarza.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back to Decide to Transform. This is your host, Tomas Garza, and I am excited to share more listener questions with you here. We've got another great one coming up on the show today, and we're going through a list of practical items, things that you can do, I call it things you can do, to create massive transformation in your life, and more importantly, once you've made a decision to start, to keep going, because that can often, as we all know, be the hardest decision of all. Right before the break, we looked at the item of stay consistent. Very, very important. And we'll come back to that in the next show. I'll mention it again. I mentioned it twice in the book for effect and deliberately. It's very important. Item number four here is practice basic meditation. Just breathe. People seem daunted sometimes by the concept of meditation because they associate it with Tibetan Buddhist monks or Zen monks somewhere in a monastery in Asia, secluded from the rest of humanity, maybe high in a mountain or deep in a forest or even a cave, cut off from the rest of the world, taking years and years and years and decades and lifetimes to attain enlightenment. The reality is, this is an accessible thing that you can do right now, today. And if you have bought in to the cultural belief that you have to have a lot of time to meditate, let me say that's not true. It is not true. You have to have specific space or space to meditate. Again, that is not true. A simple meditation can be as short as one cycle of breath. If you are aware of it and you pay attention to it, that is a successful meditation. Just a couple of seconds, you have that. You have that even at work. If you're seated at your desk, for example, at work, you have the time, you have the space to constructively, purposefully, and beneficially meditate. It's really that easy. Now, when you get into an argument, you will, of course, not have the time and the space to pull back and meditate. But here's where the meditation practice comes in. It's exactly in that stressful situation where if you commit to a practice of meditation, of calming yourself and bringing awareness, you will notice the next time that you're in an argument that you don't react the same way right away, that there's a gap between a stimulus or a trigger, like someone angering or annoying you, and your response. Maybe you respond habitually to somebody with a knee-jerk reaction that's not very helpful. With a practice of meditation or any kind of self-care, actually, this could be yoga, it could be exercise, anything that calms your mind. When you're calmer, there's a gap. There is space between the stimulus of someone saying something that's going to trigger you and your response. The more time you can create, the better choices you can make in the present moment that have radical effect on your life, on the other person's life. It's really true. This is something that you can do. It's accessible. So if you've ever considered this, I invite you to consider it further. If you have a regular practice, I invite you to stick with it, to deepen it, whatever that looks like, meditation, yoga. It could be going for a walk every morning. I'm fortunate enough right here on the Gulf of Mexico in the Mexican state of Yucatan to be able to take a walk on the beach every morning or every afternoon or whenever. Now, if you don't have that, take a walk, take the stairs, something, physical exercise, going to the gym, very important. These are all things that you can do. Number five, explore your spirituality. Now, if you're listening to this broadcast, that might be something that's very easy for you. And if it's not, I invite you to consider that, reconsider that. Exploring your spirituality does not mean running off to the Himalayas, okay? You don't have to become a monk. You don't have to switch a spiritual or religious tradition. If you have one that you have a connection with, then deepen that. But this is something that I believe everybody should explore. And one of the reasons why I teach is to help bring this message that it's accessible and it has practical benefits in your daily life. People want to, and sometimes do, cut off spirituality from the rituals of daily life, like getting up and making a living every day. They don't have to be separate. In fact, they're not at all separate. So drawing that kind of connecting that, I guess, is the best word for me. Connecting the two is very, very important. So explore your spirituality. And number six item on things that you can do to achieve massive transformation in your life is practice self-care. Practice self-care. And okay, what exactly does that mean? Well, it means many things, depending on who you are and depending on what you have designed your life to look like. There are different self-care practices that will resonate with you and that may not resonate with someone else. So this is highly personalized. It's what can you do to take care of yourself? This is critically important, and this brings us to our next listener question. This is great, guys. You'll want to pay attention. Some of you may resonate with this very, very strongly, I suspect. This question is international. It's from Maria from Cancun. Cancun listener here. Maria writes, and this is very important for all of us, I have a hard time practicing self-care because I think it's actually selfish. How do you suggest I move beyond this? The question again, I have a hard time practicing self-care because I think it's actually selfish. How do you suggest I move beyond this? Maria, thank you so much for submitting the question. Very, very interesting. Some of you may resonate with this. Self-care is not selfish. I like to use the phrase, the saying from the airlines. If you've flown recently, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It has to do with the oxygen masks that each plane is equipped with. Put your own mask on first, then assist others. You may know that phrase. Right, if you've flown a lot in your lifetime, you may be laughing right now, but it's true. Put your own mask on first, then assist others. Why? Because if you pass out at 35,000 feet, you won't be able to help anybody. If you're flying with your kids, you won't be able to help them if you've passed out. Same with life. And if you have children, you'll know exactly what I mean. They need you to be at your level best, 100% best at the time, knowing that, of course, you're going to have sick days, you're going to have bad days where you're feeling emotional, where you're feeling down. Not every day is the same, but everyone needs you to be at your best right now, the best that you are capable of right now. If you're a disaster, you cannot help other people. Also, if you are a disaster, we are all vibrational. We all respond to other people's energy. So if you are radiating disaster energy, you can expect, you can literally expect to be treated differently by other people. Those who know you and love you and don't really wish to give offense may want to get away from you. They might not be listening to you. They might not be as receptive to you. Right? And at the same time, if you're not a disaster, if you're doing your best, if you've decided to transform and you're on the way to doing that actively, happily, if you radiate happiness, people will respond with happiness. If you're kind, people will respond with kindness. If you walk down the street with a smile on your face, people will smile at you. They'll approach you in conversation. The vibration will be different. This is why we practice self-care. Everyone needs us to be at our level best 100% of the time. Now, understand, have patience with yourself, because not every day is going to be the same. You will get sick. You will wish that you could go back to bed. You may be injured, and you might just feel down one day. And that's perfectly normal. That's perfectly normal as long as you have the intention to do your best in the moment. That is what matters. And practicing self-care is oh so important for all of us. So, Maria, thank you very much for the question, and I would invite all of you listening, if you have specific questions, I love to answer these on the air, on the show. You can email me, tomas@tomasgarza.com, or if we're connected on Facebook, you're welcome to send me a private message. I will happily read your questions on the air, and I invite people to submit them, because every time someone submits a question, it will resonate with somebody out there. People will say, oh yeah, I have that question too. And it's worth their tuning in to that. So tomas@tomasgarza.com, if you have questions, feel welcome to submit them. I will happily share those on the air, on the broadcast. So when we continue with the show on the next episode of Decide to Transform, we'll go back through this list and we'll continue on. This is chapter 21. The Work to Do is the title of the chapter. And I want to close with just taking a couple of moments today to be patient with yourself, to think about and to begin to practice cultivating and maintaining patience with yourself. So wherever you are, this will be a very short guided meditation, and very short, because I wish to demonstrate that it doesn't have to be 45 minutes of silence, nor 4 hours. So wherever you are, just get as comfortable as you can. You can close your eyes if you wish, and just take one breath in and focus on it, and exhale, and just observe the sensation in your body, and do it again, and observe that this is an act of kindness. It is an act of patience with yourself, and you may have in your mind a certain image, a certain picture of what you are looking to accomplish, of your desire. So picture that, whether it's a different job, picture yourself in that position. If it is a different relationship, picture yourself with that person. If it is a trip to the beach, picture yourself on that beach. And as you continue to breathe in, out, calming yourself, imagine yourself taking just one step, just one, forward. Walk toward that beach. If you're on it, walk on it. Walk toward the ocean. If you're seeking a more loving relationship, imagine yourself reaching out and grasping the other person's hand. Just one action is all that's required. And say to yourself, I'm doing my best. I've got this. I am doing my best. I got this. And take one more breath in and out. And if you have had your eyes closed, feel free to open them if you wish. This is practical. It is something that you can do every moment of every day to cultivate patience with yourself and to cultivate the awareness that you've got this. No matter what your day may bring, you've got this. One step at a time, if you keep taking those steps, you will find yourself living and experiencing a completely different life. There are many things we can do. On the next show, we'll look at more of those. I want to wish everybody a very happy holiday season and have a great week. You've been listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you soon.